Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is in Geneva this morning. She's meeting with the United Nations Human Rights Council as she prepares to lead a new diplomatic offensive to force Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to quit. The BBC's State Department correspondent Kim Gattas has been travelling with Hillary Clinton. She joins us now from Geneva. Kim, who's at the meeting today?
Well, in the morning, Hillary Clinton started with having bilateral meetings with various foreign counterparts. She met with the Russian foreign minister, the Australian foreign minister, the Turkish foreign minister. She also had a joint meeting with several European foreign ministers from France, the UK, and Italy to discuss how to bring about international consensus, make the international community speak in one voice when it comes to Libya, when it comes to discussing sanctions, and of course enforcing them as well. And then later on this afternoon, in just about a couple of hours, she will address the Human Rights Council's the Human Rights Council here in Geneva, and that will be the first time that an American Secretary of State has addressed the body.
I'm just seeing crossing the wires right now from AP that the German foreign minister proposes to cut off financial relations with Libya for 60 days. Are you hearing any sense of what America might do or might announce today?
Well, America's already announced its own sanctions against Libya, and they, of course, were part of the effort to bring about the UN sanctions at the Security Council over the weekend. But the United States doesn't have that many financial or military or trade ties with Libya. It does have some, of course, but the two countries didn't have ties for a very long time. So what the United States is looking at is European ties with Libya and trying to get all the European countries on board to really make life difficult for the leadership of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. And that's why she has been meeting with European foreign ministers. The suggestion by the German foreign minister at the moment is just, as far as we understand, a German idea. It would require other countries to come on board. But we heard very strong words also from William Hague today. He said that he hoped all countries in the world would adopt the same kind of sanctions against Libya as the UK had done.
How much impact does the US and the United Nations actually have?
Not a lot of leverage, but they're hoping that if the international community speaks in one voice, that will also not only isolate Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, but also give some moral support to those who are opposing him inside the country.
Now, you've been following what the State Department has been doing and saying about all of the revolutions that we're seeing across the Middle East. It seems to be more intense coming for Libya than it was for Egypt. There seems to be more international people coming out and talking about Libya. Have I got that sense right?
Yes, I think you do, and that's because of the violence that we're seeing in Libya, and the sense that nobody has much leverage over the Libyan leader, and he is apparently and reportedly using a disproportionate violence against the protesters. In Egypt, it was a very different situation, and I think that's why there is growing alarm about what's going on in Libya, because nobody really has access, nobody can verify anything on the ground properly, and nobody has the same kind of leverage on Libya that the United States had, for example, on Egypt, because of the money it gives to the Egyptian army.
All right, Kim Gattas, we will leave it there. Kim Gattas is the BBC State Department correspondent, and she's been travelling with Hillary Clinton, who's attending meetings in Geneva of foreign leaders to talk about the revolution in Libya. You're listening to The Takeaway. We have more news on Libya coming up and also on our website, thetakeaway.org.